music speaks in different ways. Welcome to Music Talks. I'm Hwang Rae. Not an instrument, but a genre of music. Let's first enjoy a piece of music and see how many musical instruments you can recognize. The ensemble we are hearing now falls under a musical form called 集中声管 music. It's named after the predominantly used lead instrument, the 管子, and the 声, which refers to a variety of wind and percussion music genres found in nearly 30 counties and cities north of the line from Beijing to Tianjin, including Changzhou and Dingzhou, commonly referred to as 音乐会 or music society in folk parlance. 音乐会 operates at the village level, with performers consisting of farmers from the village who are engaged in agricultural production. It is primarily performed and passed down through folk activities, such as funerals, sacrifices, and ceremonies. The instrumentation of 音乐会 is divided into 文唱, literary instruments, and 武唱, martial instruments. 文唱 includes melodic instruments such as the 声, the 管子, the 笛, and the cloud gong, while 武唱 includes percussion instruments such as drums, clappers, cymbals, and small gongs. Therefore, 音乐会 can perform both melodic and percussive pieces. 音乐会 performances are divided into sitting and walking formats. As the name suggests, sitting performances involve sitting around a long table with drums and cloud gongs placed at both ends for percussion, while the guanzi, the sheng, and the di are positioned on either side. Walking performances, on the other hand, are used for ceremonial processions. The music band forms two vertical lines, with the leading musician carrying the community flag at the front, and the rest of the musicians carrying their instruments while walking and playing. The procession follows a specific route for events such as offering incense to temples or participating in funerals, according to traditional customs. Assistant researcher Rao Xi at the Chinese Academy of Arts says, both Wenchang and Wuchang play important roles in folk activities.
鼓呢，在其中声管乐当中扮演的是一个指挥的角色，可以说是统领全局。The
drum plays a commanding role, serving as a conductor and overseeing the entire ensemble. Apart from wuchang, there's another type of music society in the Jizhong region that specializes in handling percussion instruments, known as chaozihui. According to the traditional Chinese classification, the world can be divided into three realms: heaven, earth, and humanity. People need not fear their ancestors and deities. As long as they make offerings respectfully, everything will be peaceful. As for the third category, ghosts and spirits, people need to appease them while also intimidating them. Therefore, during the Lantern Festival or the Ghost Festival, we may see people lighting river lanterns and scattering food, which is one way of appeasing them. Additionally, the intimidating effect is achieved through the sound of wuchang. The primary role of wenchang is to conduct rituals for the salvation and purification of the soul, thereby dispelling people's inner fears.
The earliest name given to Jizhong Shengguan music by scholars was Jizhong Chui Ge. Scholars believe that because the instruments used by folk artists such as Sheng, Guan, and Di are all blown, and the tunes played were originally sung songs, this may be the reason behind the name. Originally, there were folk societies known as Chui Ge Hui, or literally, Blown Song Society. Rao Xi explains that in the early days of the founding of the People's Republic of China, the understanding of folk music by the state was very limited, and researchers were gradually starting from scratch to study, document, and pass on this folk music form.
经过学者们对乐师的采访、记谱整理、撰写释文。
Scholars interviewed and collected music scores from the musicians of the Chui Ge Hui in Hebei province and compiled explanatory texts. In 1952, the collection of Shengguan music from Ziwei village was published. This was the first collection and investigation of a Chinese musical genre, as well as the first recording of folk instrumental music in the history of sound recording. In 1986, Lin Zhongshu, then the deputy village head of Qujiaying village, in Hebei province, came to Beijing to inquire whether the Yinyuehui that had been passed down in his village for generations could be preserved and whether it complied with the current cultural policies of the country. He tirelessly questioned whether the music of the Yinyuehui had any value and persistently promoted it.
In the early 1990s, the Music Research Institute of the Chinese Academy of Arts formed a survey team for folk Yinyuehui in the Jizhong, Beijing, and Tianjin regions. They conducted a comprehensive survey of the Shengguan music societies in Baoding, Langfang, and Cangzhou in Hebei province, as well as suburban counties of Beijing and Tianjin, visiting hundreds of villages and interviewing hundreds of music societies. The China Music Yearbook serialized interview materials from 50 music societies from 1994 to 1996. Since then, the exploration of Yinyuehui musicians, music societies, instruments, scores, and music pieces by scholars has become an ongoing subject of study. Now, let's enjoy a segment of the Jizhong Shengguan Music Suite titled Four Seasons, presented by the inheritors of music from Hanzhong of Hebei Province, Xie Qiulu and his fellow musicians. Xie Qiulu, the Sheng performer, has been carrying on the tradition of Shengguan music for over 70 years. He says, Yinyuehui has always maintained a good atmosphere in his hometown, and the associated customs have been passed down to this day.
In our village, there has always been a rule for the music society, which is that performances are always free, serving as charity performances. If a poor household wishes to host the music society but cannot afford to provide meals, it's fine too. The tradition has been passed down. There's a large temple called Puti Temple in our village. Nowadays, around 4 days before and after the Lantern Festival every year, we perform at the temple during the day, and in the evening, we walk in the streets and give performances. Our village is very large, with over 4,000 people. On the 16th day of the first lunar month, there's a legend of walking away 100 diseases. So the more you walk, the less likely you're to get sick that year. People of all ages in the village would walk with us until late at night.
The Jizhong Shengguan music was listed as a National Intangible Cultural Heritage in 2006. The development of it in contemporary society continues to receive attention from experts and scholars. Zhao Xiyi says, the inheritance of Jizhong Shengguan music follows a pattern of passing from males to males. Therefore, the musicians are all male. In terms of interpersonal relationships, it primarily relies on kinship and geographic proximity, meaning it is only passed down within families. However, in order to adapt to the times, its inheritance model has been adapted to a certain degree.
Nowadays, certain music societies like Hanzhuang Yinyuehui maintain traditional inheritance practices. Nonetheless, rural communities have evolved due to shifts away from conventional agricultural lifestyles, often resulting in the migration of young people for employment opportunities in urban areas. As a consequence, music societies historically expanded their ranks during slack seasons to nurture new talents. To confront this challenge and uphold the tradition, many music societies have diversified their membership by including more women and children. Additionally, numerous folk music societies have pinned their hopes on local school children. With initiatives like Intangible Cultural Heritage into schools, villagers utilize winter and summer breaks or school club activities to educate elementary and middle school students about Jizhong Shengguan music, fostering their learning and appreciation of it.
Inheritance cannot be separated from innovation. Young composer Liu Jian drew inspiration from Jizhong folk music and then employed professional artistic techniques for reinterpretation, enabling the creations of Jizhong Shengguan music to transcend rural boundaries and integrate with the contemporary popular music. She incorporated the singing style of folk musicians along with the performance of Shengguan music and percussion, seamlessly blending them with orchestra arrangements. The result is works that possess both the rich authenticity of traditional folk music and a strong contemporary resonance.
Jizhong Shengguan music's style is very unique.
Liu Jian says, in the ongoing development of ethnic music, folk music art forms like the Jizhong Shengguan music hold tremendous potential.
We're quite familiar with jazz and tango. Without African music, it would have been impossible to create a plethora of contemporary styles, genres, and musical forms like American jazz. It took over 100 years from indigenous African folk music to contemporary globally popular genres. And the key was the collaboration between folk artists and professional musicians. Tango follows a similar trajectory. Both of these music forms were initially considered unsophisticated folk music, but now they have successfully become widely popular genres worldwide. Perhaps our Jizhong Shengguan music or other folk music today is akin to jazz or tango from decades ago.
Thank you. The Jizhong Shengguan music stands as a testament to the rich cultural heritage and artistic ingenuity of the Jizhong region. As it continues to evolve and adapt to the changing times, it not only preserves its traditional roots, but also embraces innovation to remain relevant in contemporary society. With its unique style and profound historical significance, Jizhong Shengguan music serves as a bridge connecting the past, present, and future, embodying the spirit of cultural resilience and creativity. To wrap up today's show, let's enjoy a piece of music composed by Liu Jian. This is a chamber music piece inspired by Jizhong Shengguan music and jazz. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Huang Rei. The evolution of Chinese musical instruments reveals a rich cultural tapestry that continues to captivate us. Stay tuned for more fascinating insights into ancient Chinese music in future episodes of Music Talks. Until next time, goodbye.